Our media prayer focus is the battle for the airwaves. Never before has it been so important to stand up for truth, integrity, and justice in a world crying out for God's love, grace, and compassion. This was quoted by the Christians in media. On Sunday, October 27th of this year, is the Global Day of Prayer for Media. Mark it on your calendars and pray that secular media would speak truth without bias, fear-mongering, and love for money. For Christian media to speak truth with boldness, faith-building, and for the love of God. Today we pray for the battle for the airways, for media. We pray against the prince of confusion and deception, and we pray for the prince of peace and truth. We remember the scripture that says there is a prince of the power of the air, the devil, but we also remember greater is he, Jesus Christ, that is in us than he that is in the world. We thank you, Father, that in which we were once walked following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience. But we now know that for unto us a child was born, to us a son is given, and the government is on upon his shoulders. And his name is Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. We know we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against rulers, against authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. But Jesus, you said, peace you leave with us. Your peace you give to us. Not as the world gives do you give to us. To let not our hearts be troubled, neither to let them be afraid, especially as we listen to media. You say, in their case, the God of this world has blinded the minds of unbelievers to keep them from seeing the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. But Jesus, you said these things to us that in you we could have peace. In the world we will have tribulation, but to take heart, you, O Lord, have overcome the world. And how beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of them who bring good news, who publish peace, who bring good news of happiness, who publish salvation, who say your God reigns. May that be what media speaks, the Christian media. And then you said, now is the judgment of this world. Now will the ruler of this world be cast out. But you tell us to not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving to let our requests be made known to you, God. And the peace of God, which surpasses our understanding, would guard our hearts and mind in Christ Jesus. And of the increase of your government and of peace, there will be no end on the throne of David and over your kingdom to establish and uphold it with justice, with righteousness from this time forth and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. And eventually the great dragon was thrown down, the ancient serpent, was called the devil and Satan, the deceiver of the whole world. He was thrown down to the earth and the angels were thrown down with him, his angels. Therefore, since we've been justified by faith, we have peace with you, God, through our Lord Jesus Christ. We know that we are from God and the whole world lies in the power of the evil one. You keep in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, O Lord, because they trust in you. And you encourage us to be sober-minded, watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. But we are going to let the peace of Christ rule in our hearts, to which indeed we are called in one body and are thankful. And the peace that surpasses our understanding will guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. And we thank you, Father, that your word says they may come to their senses and escape from the snare of the devil after being captured by him to do his will. But we thank you that you yourself are our peace, who's made us both one and has broken down in the flesh the dividing wall of hostility. For God is not a God of confusion, but of peace. And we thank you that we will pray for all media users that the wisdom would be first pure, peaceable, gentle, open to reason, full of mercy with good truths, that we would turn away from evil and do good, seek peace and pursue it. And if possible, so far it depends on us, to live peaceably with all. In Jesus' name.